Welcome in to a crazy rush episode of Talking Pylons. I know we haven't been here in a while. We've had a bunch of things go on. I'm going to get into that later, but we're crunched on time, so I'm going to get into the more important things, and that is the SHL draft is done. This is what the draft board looks like. If you're listening to this podcast, of course, Charlie Borda and Jake Ratner are your captains. They made the agreement that Marco Gomez would automatically go to Charlie Borda because of the fact that Jake Ratner, as captain, is also going to be playing in net. So Marco Gomez kind of technically goes first overall, followed by Jake Ratner's actual first overall pick, which was myself, Mike Napolitano. And then it snaked back and forth from there. So Jason Clement goes to Charlie Borda and the Seattle Kraken. Then Alex Harkerik goes to the Vegas Golden Knights and Jake Ratner. Thomas Kaner to the Seattle Kraken. Mike Cross to the Vegas Golden Knights. Jason Gehringer to the Seattle Kraken. Drew Doran to the Vegas Golden Knights. Connor O'Sullivan to the Seattle Kraken. Jackson Dieden to the Vegas Golden Knights. Johnny Aubert to the Seattle Kraken. Matt D'Amelio, Vegas Golden Knights. Jaden Bruder, Seattle Kraken. Rob Pesci, Vegas Golden Knights. Vaughn Smith, Seattle Kraken. Mike Miro, Vegas Golden Knights. Will Hefke, Seattle Kraken. Kevin Brickett, Vegas Golden Knights. Mark Krasminski, Seattle Kraken. Luke Matic, Vegas Golden Knights. Luke Fava, Seattle Kraken. Vince Cipolla, Vegas Golden Knights. Brian McIntyre, Seattle Kraken. Jesse Schultz, Vegas Golden Knights. Zach Studzinski, Seattle Kraken. Tim Vendel, Vegas Golden Knights. David Hammer, Seattle Kraken. And Nick Terranova, Vegas Golden Knights. Now, we'll get into the reserves later. If you didn't hear your name called and you're an avid listener of this podcast or one of the guys we regularly play hockey with, you are probably in the reserves category, and we're going to get to those later. But more importantly, we got to get into the actual rosters. There was one trade done after the Instagram Live was over. That was Jason Gehringer and who was the other one? Was it Drew?
Connor.
No. Jason Gehringer and Connor O'Sullivan for Tim Vendel and Jackson Dieden. So Jackson Dieden and Tim Vendel going over to the Seattle Kraken, Jason Gehringer and Connor O'Sullivan going to the Vegas Golden Knights. I think there's a pretty even trade considering the fact that Connor is a crybaby and says he'll only play for Jake Ratner's team. That's if he even shows up. He's been drafted twice and has not come out. Jason, kind of a similar story, although Jason's a much nicer guy. We'll be okay with that. And then with Tim Vendel being a sneaky late pick for the Vegas Golden Knights, now he's a Seattle Kraken, and I think that really boosts Seattle, especially because they have Zach Studzinski for him to work with. And Deeds plays well with pretty much all the players on that team, Charlie Borda, David Hammer last year. So he is a Seattle Kraken. Now, I'm going to shoot it over to Rat because I know you're crunched on time and you're my usual co-host. What are you looking forward to in your team here in the Vegas Golden Knights? Your highs and your lows?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little crunched on time here, but I'll make this quick. While we're going through it, you even said it. I'm getting the Triple M line back together, Matt D'Amelio, yourself, and Mike Cross. It'd be fun to see you guys play together. I wasn't around to see you guys play, so it's going to be fun to see that. Also, keeping that the Westchester boys together, picking Nick Terranova there, steal at the end to play with you and Mike Cross. Unfortunately, I didn't get my boy Kaner. It was a big loss, but I did get Uncle D, Drew Doran. And I had some I had some late picks that I was surprised I got them so late, but I'm glad I did. And I like how my team looks well-rounded, and I'm excited to see what happens this year in the game.
Is there anything strategy-wise that you're willing to give up now or something that you can clearly see on paper that you're willing to share with fans and even with, you know, opposing team sitting here as well?
Yeah, I mean, not too much going through my head now. I mean, the draft just happened. I gotta put together who's going to be playing defense and offense and stuff like that. I wasn't looking too much into that when we were drafting, so I might be a little short on D or short on offense or something. But I know people will jump around like yourself and others. So I'm just looking forward to being able to play with such a good squad. And I'm excited to see what we got going on here.
Yeah, absolutely. This was the alphabetized list, which is why you're seeing weird numbers like 45 over here if you're watching the podcast on the spreadsheet. I'll give you one last question. You've played now as a forward and a defenseman for both the California Golden Seals and the last year for the Edmonton Oilers. Now you're going in as a goaltender and a captain, which you've also never been before for this Vegas team. You're looking at a three-peat. You're looking at three times MVP. What's it going to take with this team in front of you and with your change in position this year in order to secure that?
Yeah, I mean, the MVP I don't care about too much. I just want to get that cup for some of these guys again. I mean, I picked, again, a couple guys here that are also going on that three-peat with me is like Vince Cipolla, Jesse Schultz, and I'm just excited to try and get them that three-peat. And, you know, I'm excited to see what's coming in here. I mean, it's been a while since I've played goalie, and I'm planning on putting a little work in this summer while we go out and have fun Friday, Saturday nights. But going in as goalies can be tough. It's going to be a change for sure. And being a captain in that, I feel like I just got to be a huge leader here. It's my first time being a captain. So I'm excited. I was alternate captain in the past, so I'm excited to finally get that C on my chest.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking at your roster right now. A lot of zeros in the cup department for some of these guys, mostly because some of them have not even played a game. Like Drew, of course, Duran is a rookie. We had him on the podcast. It'll be his first year. But some other guys, there is a one next to Rob Pesci's name because he technically was an Oiler with you guys last year, but he finished the game having to go over to the Leafs side of things. So he didn't get to celebrate with you guys, and he chalks it up as not winning the cup. He told me actually last night, he's like, it doesn't count. I didn't win the cup. And I'm like, all right, well, then that means you got something to play for this year. So that's pretty
good. Hey, Mike.
Well, yeah.
Is this, I think, might be saying this might be the first SHL Cup game where both captains are goalies, technically.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, even though you'll be playing out.
We are both Roberto Luongo.
Yeah, that is true. I don't think that has ever happened before. I mean, I've played in net in the early years before anybody was on skates and we got serious about all this stuff. But I don't think whoever matched up against me was also a goaltender. So this will be very cool. We've always talked about a goalie versus goalie. Of course, this isn't the traditional way of thinking about it. I always thought like whoever we genuinely have in net, like having Marco as a captain versus whoever the other person is. But it's never come down to the rivalry that I think you two have. When you guys chirp each other, when Charlie goes after Rat and when Rat goes after Charlie. And for two guys who started out in the league, both of your first years, you were both rookies with the California Golden Seals with myself, and the three of us lifted a cup together. And then the next year was head to head, all chirps going back and forth. So it was interesting to see. Of course, Rat came out on top on that one, but Charlie's got a pretty stacked team here. So we'll have to see. We're going to get into Charlie. All right, Charlie likes his Corsi and his Fenwick numbers, which like are two very deep stats that Corsi applies to number of shots per shots on goal. So it's a very deep analytic stat that I don't keep track of in this game. I do this. This is enough. We've got all the main stats that you need. But yeah. So Rat, I know you got to go, but thanks for hopping on. It's unfortunate you won't be able to join for the rest of the episode with us, but I'll do you proud. I'll keep all the regular segments if I can.
Oh, yeah. Good draft, dude. Have a good episode here. Thanks, everybody, for listening to my quick interview that I had about my draft experience. And we'll see you guys later.
If you have a pond of the pod that you want specifically, if not, I'll go find one. Just send it to me.
I just find one. I'll see if I can find one on my way to hockey here.
Okay. Yeah. That works.
So, all right. Okay. We'll see you fellas later.
See you, buddy. All right, so we lose Jake Ratner, captain of the Golden Knights, kind of gave a little recap of his team. I'm so excited here. I was actually, I will admit, and Rat knows this, so it's not like I'm talking behind his back. He's going to listen to the episode anyways. I will admit, I was a little bit more excited. I've been a Vegas Golden Knight before. I played for the last time I was captain was the Golden Knights in 2018. We lost. So I kind of actually wanted to play for the Seattle Kraken. I've got ties to the Kraken a little bit. And I wanted to play with you, Charlie. I got to watch you guys almost come back against the juggernaut last year in that Oilers team. And I loved the way the Leafs held themselves. I wanted to be able to play with you and Deedon and Hammer. And it was almost going to be that I got to play with Deedon, but it looks like he's going to the other side after that trade. I will get a chance to play with Alex Harkarik. and some of my former teammates, still friends, like Vince Cipolla, who's stepped up. I'll get to play with Rob for a change. I left the league when he joined, and I decided to commentate. But I think your team is a really good matchup for this team. If these rosters can stay the same as they are now, I think this is a very even game. And I'm excited to see what are some of your highs and lows of this Seattle Kraken team.
You know, the underlying numbers are just can't fathom. No, I got a lot. I like that. I got a lot of tried to draft with a lot of, you know, versatility, make sure I had people play defense back there with me and figure, you know, I saw like a quote once where I think it was like University of Vermont or something where they're like, you know, they got D1 ice and they got, if I'm remembering Vermont, but like they got the, you know, their club team right below. And like the quote was like the people who play ACHA, you know, want it the most because you got to pay for all that stuff. So yeah. I got a few ACHA guys. They got some culture. I'm sure they got some grit. And also I took what I figure was Rats Limelight in Peoria.
Yeah, that's a huge steal getting Thomas Kaner. That was very smart to take him early on. I was a little worried when you took Jason Clement first, not because he's any less of a player, but I thought for sure Rat was going to be 19, taking Kaner.
He's got
next.
The most points on this list.
That's true. Does he have more points than me? Well, I have more points, but I've played longer. But yeah, Jason Clement had a phenomenal first year in the league. He got quoted Lil Sidney Crosby. We've had him on the podcast before. We'll probably have him on again very soon now that this draft has happened. Really what it looks like is you've just switched out Jackson. Oh, no, you have Jackson as well. So really from that team last year, and really all you did was switch out Alex for Jason, which, I mean – Alex still a phenomenal player. Jason is also great. He only got to play one period last year. I think I mentioned that in the Instagram live, but you know, you've got an ACHA guy and a Varsity Chiefs guy. So it's kind of hand in hand. I think Harkerik is a little bit more in season right now. He does have probably maybe better hands than Clement. So it's a toss up, but I think Clement will fit perfectly into that David Hammer, Jackson Deaton line that you've got going from last year into this year. And then you've got, if that doesn't work as well, you've got physicality to add to it. You've got Mark Krasminski, Jaden Bruner, Vaughn Smith's not a bad pickup too in that department. Zach Stadzinski can be known to get physical. He's got great defense. He works well with Tim. You're always on defense as well. So I think of the two teams, the defense on the Seattle Kraken side is a lot better. And then I mentioned, you know, it was the Clement for Harkerik, but you also got to add in there that you also have Johnny Aubert who's coming back. He didn't get a chance to play in the game last year. He had a wedding to go to. So you can't sleep on the fact that Aubs is going to be out there. This is the first time I'll be playing against Aubert. So that'll be really cool to match up against him. And he's a fast skill player, just like your Hammers and your Deaton. So it'll be cool to see how he fits in there. What do I have Aubert as highest he's ever played? His roller. I don't think he's played any higher than that.
I know just State Wars a couple times. So roller.
I know a couple of these guys have played State Wars like yourself. So I thought about throwing that in here, but I didn't know where that would really fit as far as the levels. So if I got anybody's levels on here wrong, I apologize. But that was what I could.
CHFS, baby.
Yeah.
Actually, then, wait, one sec. I wore it work today.
Positions, too. I've thrown down what everybody mostly plays in roller. Everybody kind of throws around. There it is. The old Chiefs logo. Yeah. I still see that quite a bit around that old Chiefs logo. Yeah.
So good. Before they got good and won the league.
Yeah.
The year after I graduated.
We've also got some names towards the bottom of the list here. If you didn't hear me, if you're listening to this podcast and you're not watching along on YouTube, the names that we have in the reserves I'll go through the Seattle Kraken reserves first since we have Charlie sitting here. Actually, you know what? No, I'll go through the Vegas ones first because Rat can't comment on them right now. He's not here with us. But just know that it went every other. So no hard feelings if you got picked late. But it's just you haven't been at any of the games or have been unreliable recently or just, you know, lower on the list from what these guys are used to playing with. Although I know you all and I love you all just as much, just equally. The Alex Vegas goal. Even in Alex. we've got for the Vegas Golden Knights, we have Sam Walzer, Lance Flight, Mark Balanzik, Kevin Howell, and Joe Mudgieski. Joe, absolute veteran in this league. We retired his number. He came back out of retirement. And played. He's more of a backup tendy at this point. I know he's more into bodybuilding at this point, so I don't know if he's as flexible as agile, but good friend of mine there, and I'll contact him soon. If you know, I doubt we'll be losing Rat as a goaltender here, but you know, Joe is always welcome to come out and suit up and maybe we'll get him in for one period or something like that. And on the other side of things, you have a backup goalie as well.
Both Joe.
Joe Balderas, Joe Stoney is his nickname. You also have Vinny Stellato, Vinny Sauce. He owns the Sauce Kit Company. And we will be having him on the podcast sometime within the next 2 weeks. I'm in talks with him to get him on.
Wait, he does?
Yep, that's a sneaky good pick. The only thing is he's 0-3. He's 0-3 on attendance. So honestly, the minute you possibly lose somebody on this roster, no matter how good they are, if somebody can't make the game, that'd be the first one I call. although on here as well, you've got Michael Flight, that's Lance's brother, Dan DiMaggio, who you know, who's come out for one of the games, and also Jake Glenn and Alec Judah. Alec, we know you're in Colorado, but you, like I said before, you still got stats. We're still going to give you some love and get you in the draft just in case. But what do you have to say about your team as a whole, including reserves as well?
I think we're going to win an SHL Cup.
I like it. This will be your second.
But Rat can't have three in a row. So.
You know, this whole past year, I've been training extremely hard to beat Rat. And
now you're with him.
Yeah, and now I'm with the enemy, man. Like, I compared him to Thanos, and I said he's got the four stones already because he's won two MVPs and two cups. I can't let him get to all six. And now I'm at least going to let him get to five. I can't let him get the MVP trophy too. That's got to be myself or somebody else on the team. I'm going to put the team on my back if I can.
Dark horse for MVP, even though he's on the other team, Vince Coppola.
Oh yes. Vince Coppola should
get at least plus 5,000. But
he scored his first two goals last year, and I wanted to apologize because
I was on the rink for both of them.
While commentating the game last year, his first one, they threw it in front, and I didn't even see that it went off of him and in. I thought it just got thrown in front, went off of Marco and in. So his second goal, I actually announced as his first goal. But the guy's been in the league since 2018. Where's he at here? And, 2018. He's 5-for-5. He's been to every game. He's improved so much. I say it every year, but it's so true. I mean, when I first saw him, I'm going to be honest, he could barely skate. He was barely moving around out there. Now he's scoring goals. I mean, the kid has made so much progress. I've never seen anybody in this league make that much progress that quickly and then score their first and second goal. Like, that was just phenomenal. And, his second one was pretty good, too. His second one was from the corner. He just threw it at the net. Good things happened. It went off Marco and in. So, yeah, I expect another big game from that guy.
Also, request to play some Macklemore during the Seattle intro.
Oh, 100%. So last year, if anybody knows, they've been to the game or they know me, I'm a little extra. So last year's pregame playlist was as much Canadian music as possible worked in there. So you had a lot of The Weeknd, you had a lot of Drake, Tory Lanez was in there. I was able to work in some Tom Petty. And
Bare Naked Ladies.
Bare Naked Ladies. And Celine Dion. You're probably saying like Celine Dion for a pregame playlist. Trust me, I think it worked. I think the boys were
very good. Did you have Shania?
Oh, I did not. Well, I had Shania for some of the face-off songs. She got played for some of the face-off songs, but she wasn't exactly.
I remember that.
He wasn't exactly a pregame pump-up. This year, it'll be all Vegas and Seattle artists. So we'll get some Imagine Dragons. I get it. Ha-ha, funny joke. Yeah.
It plays Sharks. That's a great one.
That is a good one. And then we've got Panic at the Disco, just to name some Vegas ones. And then for some Seattle ones, Macklemore. I had a whole list of them here on my phone. Let me actually pull them up because Rat and I were going through it the one day. There's actually a lot of bands that or at least singers or
Elvis technically play in Vegas for like years.
We could get some Elvis. I don't have who is associated with which city, but at least somebody in each of these bands or the artist themselves is affiliated with either Vegas or Seattle. Foo Fighters, Imagine Dragons, Panic at the Disco, Macklemore, Slipknot, Jimi Hendrix, Ronnie the Rapper, which I threw on here because I don't know who he is, and I'm actually going to go look him up.
Ronnie the Rapper.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's all we know.
Guns N' Roses, Kenny G, The Killers, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains, Fleet Foxes, and Heart. They're the ones that do Barracuda.
These are pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah. So pretty I was selection. Surprised. I love Foo Fighters. I love Slipknot. I love Guns N' Roses, Killers. I mean, you can't go wrong with like any of these bands.
So people come to the game. You'll hear a great pregame playlist.
Honestly, yes. That'll be huge. So I am very pleased with this draft. As always, things happen. People say, I can't make it. Things arise. We have our reserves this year. I think we did a really well done job this year.
Pretty and solid.
If things do stay the way, because I think by now all these players that you guys have drafted first and foremost know that they're going to want to be there. I think at this point these teams are as even as I've ever seen two teams. And that's not an understatement. I think there's dark horses on both sides. It's really going to come down to who has depth here. And just taking a glance at this, I couldn't tell you who has more depth. I mean, maybe Vegas. Vince versus Luke. It's going to come down to that. Vince versus Luke Favre. So it's going to be great. I'm excited.
Also, it's the first time I've been on Talking Pylons. Hey.
No. You were on Talking Pylons with me and when it was the Marks.
Oh yeah, that's right. So yeah, first time this year.
But yeah, first time this year. First time since we brought it back, and it is what it is now. I do want to pull up my actual Talking Pylons notes because we have been gone for 3 weeks, and a lot of us are still gone. Hannah is not here to give us Russian word of the week. Rat is not here to give us pond of the pot, although hopefully he will be sending me something or I'll find something just, you know, on the fly. For the first 2 weeks that we were gone, I had the flu, which turned into pink eye, which rolled right into my snowboarding and skiing trip. And that was tough. And so we didn't get an episode out for 2 weeks there. And then the third week last week, we had some delays with getting this roster all set up. So we didn't want to come to you without the SHL draft. We also didn't want to come to you without an interview. So we're glad we got Charlie on now and, you know, return guest and also got the draft done. That was huge. Last week, I also want to mention our Monday, our usual record date. We went to the Hawks game. Is this last week? Yeah, it's last week now. And we watched, Vince Cipolla was with us. He's our lone Senators fan.
Are you about to mention the picture? Or is that the other?
I will throw the picture in here. I'm so sorry, Vince. Vince had a rough night.
Sorry, Rat.
Yeah. That too. Okay. Don't even get me started. Rat was sitting in some $200 tickets, and he posts a picture, and the first thing he posts is a complaint. Piss my – you whiny little – you had $200 seats, and the first thing you're upset about is I missed Reichel's goal, which, yeah, it was a great goal. But that was when we had the time to take the picture with everybody there. So I don't want to hear it. Buddy's ungrateful. I said it on Snapchat. Ungrateful SOB. So, and he's also a little SOB when it comes to not picking Hammer, because Hammer's got skill.
Hey, you that's saw the your SHL captain. That's your Vegas captain.
It is, and
I like how you had both teams for wherever you went.
I gotta it was that, and then also I gotta play both sides because I'm commissioner, so yeah. I gotta rep both guys. I'll lend somebody. I'll make sure it's clean. I'll lend somebody the hat if they want it.
It's like the NBA draft where they send 30 hats to someone and they just
just pick the one that you actually get picked for. But Rat, kiss my ass. Anyways. So NHL talk, we had a bunch that we had to go over. First and foremost, the biggest news, Patrick Kane is no longer a Chicago Blackhawk. I know this is old news at this point.
He's I was going to say you've been gone for a bit.
Yeah. He's already scored. Hey, that could be our excuse on why we took three weeks hiatus is because
he's that sad about the end of the Kane era.
It was the same week I got pink eye. So kind of funny that I was crying all week about Kane being gone. And then all of a sudden I'm getting pink eye. So Kane leaves. Timo Meier, another big trade. I'm going to go through these really quickly because there's a lot of news going on. Timo Meier gets dealt from the Sharks to the New Jersey Devils. And he was already making some spectacular plays. Did you catch the one where like the puck got flipped up in the air and he just caught it on his stick?
Yeah.
That was sick. So yeah, already
a huge. That's what's gonna happen in the SHL.
I hope so. I want to see some Svechs. Speaking of Svech, Andrei Svechnikov just came out tonight that he will be sidelined for the remainder of the season. He's gonna have season-ending surgery on his torn ACL. That's a massive blow for the Carolina Hurricanes. I'll be covering it in the Full Press Hurricanes podcast, so be sure to check that one out as well. He sustained like a knee injury in their game against the Philadelphia Flyers. He went down awkwardly when he got tied up. It almost looked like legs got tangled up, almost a slew foot situation. And he went down. He didn't get up right away. But then he played Saturday night against the Vegas Golden Knights with the Carolina Hurricanes. They got shut out 4-0 and lost the game. And supposedly somewhere along the lines, he got injured on the knee in that game too. So I think it was more so him getting injured in that Philadelphia game. And then you re-aggravate it to the point where now it's torn ACL and he's gone for the season. And that hurts, especially we're after the trade deadline. So it's not like you can pick somebody else up in the meantime. So that's a blow for this Carolina team. Carolina then lost Sunday to the Devils 3-0, shutout again. And the Devils with that win tied them for points in the Atlantic. Now, Carolina still has the top seed based on, I think they go by, is it goal differential or head-to-head play? But the Devils are catching up. The Devils could be a division leader. That's insane. I mean, when you look at them, it's not as insane. I mean, they got Jesper Brodd, who's doing some great stuff, and they got Timo Meier now, like we mentioned, and Jack Hughes is just phenomenal.
They finally have a goalie that's solid.
Yeah, Vitek Vanecek is –
Lekko was good, but they sucked.
Yeah. But yeah, so other than that, I'm looking at some other things here. Boston and Detroit played the other night. Actually, they played two games back to back. Detroit actually won one, but the one that I was more concerned with was the fact that Detroit was leading 2-0 and for more than half the game on Boston, and Boston came back and won that game. I mean, Boston is just an unstoppable force. I should also mention, if I'm going to mention that, Boston, they're playing the Hawks tonight while we're recording, but they've also already clinched the playoffs. They are on a record-setting run. They're coming into this game tonight against the Blackhawks. They are 50-10-5. They have 105 points. Like, I don't think anybody can stop this team. That's just like, what else can you say? This team is just, whew.
The Leafs in round two.
The Leafs may actually get out of your Leafs may actually get out of the first round this year. If anybody doesn't know, Charlie Borda is a Leafs fan. I can see them getting out of the first round. This Tampa Bay team though is beaten up. They lost 8 of their last 10 or something like that. Their only wins they got were one was against Chicago, the Hawks, And then even that was, they were down 2-0. Oh no, I'm sorry, that was the Florida game. They were tied with the Hawks at one point. So it was a 1-1 game. But if it wasn't for Braden Point and Brandon Hagel putting in an empty netter, they wouldn't have won that game against the Hawks. So I think the former defending champ, or former back-to-back defending champs, yeah, 1 year removed, are taking a little bit of a step back, and they've had some injuries. John Cooper actually sat his top three stars for a third period against the Buffalo Sabres in a game that they lost. And then they doubled down and lost the next night against Carolina. We circle back to Carolina here. That next night against Carolina, they lost. It was a 5-0 game. Tampa Bay didn't even record a shot on goal in the second period. They had a breakaway. Hagel, he had a breakaway, hit the post. So it's not even a shot on goal. His Corsi just went right down, Charlie. So I don't know. You could do it. You guys have picked up a lot. You guys got Ryan O'Reilly on the Leafs. You take Sam Lafferty and Jake McCabe from the Hawks. That was a steal.
It was. I don't know. I hated the trade at the time.
You did? I mean, I think
that was the only person.
For what you gave us in return, I think that we could have given you one of those guys and gotten the same return. I mean, I'm not saying Jake McCabe and Sam Lafferty are roster-changing players, but Sam Lafferty can score some decent depth goals, and McCabe's a little bit more of a physical force now. So, and he's never played in the playoffs. He wanted to go to a playoff team.
Yeah, the Hawks.
He's gonna have that itch.
The trade that's already starting to backfire is Sandin to Washington. Yeah.
Who did you guys get in return for that one? Was it picks? No, you wouldn't have traded for picks, right?
Quick Sandin Twitter check, because I forget.
Oh, no, it wasn't Orlov. Orlov went to the Bruins.
No, Bertuzzi, he went to NABK.
Bertuzzi from the Red Wings went to the Bruins, and Orlov from the Capitals went to the Bruins. It's like, really? Do we need to be giving the Boston Bruins any more fuel? Like, time to have Marco on this podcast. He's another guest that we'll be having up very soon, because we got to talk about his Bruins. Although Marco did say he had a vision. I'll let him come on the podcast and say it, because I don't know if I believe in all this, but I'll back him. He said he had a vision last year that the Avalanche were going to win the Cup, and then they did. This year he had a vision that the Carolina Hurricanes were going to win the Cup, although now with this injury to Svechnikov, I don't know if that's going to happen. So... Blackhawks also give up Max Domi for Anton Khudobin, gets sent the other way, and picks. Blackhawks basically just shed a lot of cap for draft picks. And then Domi had, I don't know if you caught that, a beautiful sauce the other night against the Seattle Kraken to win the game for them in overtime. It was a sauce across.
Domi out of the corner as Haskin, and there he is. He scores. Miro Haskinen puts it away with 1:34 left in overtime. Dallas gets the extra point.
Sauce up and over Schultz, waving the stick, but right on the tape of Haskinen, and he ends up beating Grubauer far side. But I mean, you got to give credit to that pass. I mean, it's through the air. Good 2 feet in the air, lands perfectly on Haskinen's stick. They won the battle, and if you're Seattle, at least you ended up getting a point. You continue to further yourself in the standings. 1 point is huge. 2 would have been better.
Well, we'll post the clip in here. You guys will get a chance to see it. So that was really cool. And then another thing going on tonight, a little bit of a weird thing. I had heard that the NHL was going to be partnering with Disney before.
Oh, that's the we got trade Sandin for Erik Gustafsson in a first rounder.
Oh yeah, I should.
So we got back in the first round. Bad.
Yeah, wrong. That's true. Well, you very get a first bad rounder, but I mean, Erik Gustafsson like wasn't 20, bad.
It's gonna be 32.
Yeah, that's 30. True.
I forget how many teams.
Oh, well, is it from the Caps? It's a first overall from
Boston's
the
first round pick.
Oh,
so it's gonna be Crane's a second.
Yeah, pretty much. But I mean when you,
at the end of the day, like NHL, it just turns into like pick 48. It's all, yeah. It's not Bedard, so it doesn't really.
Right, right. Tonight, though, I was going to mention the Capitals and Rangers game is going to be also an animated broadcast. I did hear that the NHL is going to sign some kind of a deal with Disney. So all of the players have this technology built into their equipment and their jerseys. Same thing with the refs, where they can now put like an animation over them, and it's like a tracking animation. So it moves with the player. So when Alex Ovechkin takes a slap shot on the ice, an animated character on Disney Channel will also be taking a slap shot on the ice. It sounds like they're going to be doing this with a TV show called NHL Big City Greens. The show itself is called Big City Greens. I've never heard of it, but it's the NHL Big City Greens Classic is what they're trying to make this now. So I think it's a good way to get kids involved in hockey more and get their pique their interest. But is it going to pique my interest? Yeah, I don't know. I'm not gonna be too excited about it. Some more injury news. I know I'm going through all this really quick, really crazy. Avalanche forward Arturi Lehkonen, he's out 4 to 6 weeks with a broken finger. But Nathan MacKinnon, I mean, he's been cutting it up for them instead. So I think they'll be fine without him. Bowen Byram had a 4-goal first period against the Canadiens. I'm not going to be posting as many video clips in this episode because I know Rat had to leave, and this is more so an episode for the draft, but we just wanted to get some content out for you and keep you guys informed. You may or may not come to us for your NHL news, but it's just good to have this in the back pocket here. I've been on the slopes like crazy, like honestly.
This is the only podcast with SHL coverage besides the Swedish League. I'm sure there's actual SHL podcast.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. If anybody knows, there's actually an SHL, like Charlie mentioned, as the Swedish Hockey League. We had Ronnie on the podcast, one of Rad's buddies, Rad's brother's buddies as well, that actually watches SHL games because he's out in Sweden. But yeah, we're the only SHL here. And I know I've said it before, and Charlie just reiterated it there, that you come to us for what you can't get from Spit and Chicklets, and that's SHL news. And we finally have some. And now that we have a draft, that's all we're going to do. From it's March, we're going to analyze the draft, get guys on, interview them, see how they think, you know, the draft played out, what they bring to the table, and bring that through the whole summer. And then it'll be game time. That'll be so much fun.
You just need an interview with just in, like, you know, where they have, like, for crime documentaries, they have the person's, like, face blacked out and everything. Just have that me and Rat throwing shit.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God, that'd be too funny. As far as some other NHL news, Flyers' Tony DeAngelo gets a major penalty in a game misconduct for jabbing Lightning's Corey Perry with a stick. I think Corey Perry probably said something to deserve it, but Tony DeAngelo is not the cleanest player, especially with his track record either.
Horrible.
Philly. Yeah, honestly, Philly is – the other day I know I mentioned it on the Hurricanes podcast that I do, but Philly is blaming NBC Sports for the fact that their market is blacked out and the fans can't watch the games. So when the Rangers were in town right before they got Patrick Kane, they lost in overtime. Every single time the Rangers scored a goal in that game, half of the stadium stood up and was in blue. And it's the first time that most Flyers fans can remember in history that they have been outnumbered in their own stadium. And that's a shame because, you know what, as much as I'm not a Flyers fan, that is that's so bad. As much as I don't like their fan base, because I think their fan base is a little over the top sometimes, they are very passionate, and I respect them for that. And for them to not get the their own stadium getting outnumbered, that's tough. The next night, of course, was when Patrick Kane actually joined the Rangers to play against Ottawa. I thought Patrick Kane was going to be joining the Rangers that Wednesday night against Philadelphia, and that would have been such poetic justice. Not only are Rangers fans standing up when guys score in Philadelphia, but Patrick Kane is now on the Rangers to do it to the Flyers again like he did in 2010. But Kane did not actually score with the Rangers He didn't score that Thursday night against Ottawa. Ottawa played spoilers. Vince Cipolla was at least happy about that. And then it came to the Monday and he was upset. Let me throw the picture up again. No, I'll throw some of the good pictures that we had from that game, because we had the whole podcast crew out there. And I buried the lead. We finally got our one guest, Tilo, Tony Lopez, to a hockey game, which was awesome. Oh, well, an NHL game, because he's been to a Wolves game before. But he had such a fun time. We had great seats on the glass. Shout out to my cousin Rick for getting that. Maybe when there is a Leafs-Hawks game, Charlie, it'll be you, me, Kevin Brickett, get the Leafs boys together.
I was going to say, I think they were there in like last month.
Yeah, yeah. I usually don't get those because those are a hot ticket, a hot matchup. But I know you guys are typically in attendance, so maybe we'll get one of those. Ottawa is a little less asked about, so Vince has got the in for all the Ottawa games if he wants it.
Also, the Patrick Kane goal in 2010, that's still like the weirdest overtime goal ever.
Oh, yeah.
Just slips under the back of the net. No one knows.
Right, and like when you see the replays, you're like, "How did nobody know that this was?"
I didn't know. I just saw. Yeah,
right. Like if you're on the ice and you're a referee, yeah, that was interesting. And I'm sure it still haunts Flyers fans to this day, for sure. Like, yeah. gotta be. But as far as NHL news, I know I'm probably burying a lot. Oh, I should get into the fact that Peter Kachekov, goaltender for the Carolina Hurricanes, and also the Chicago Wolves.
Goal scorer.
Yeah, he scored a goalie goal.
Power play against. Would you pull your goalie this early, needing two?
I think it's a pretty good strategy.
Here's Kochekov behind the net for the empty net. He sails it down, a bouncing puck. He scores! Look at the celebration! Pyotr Kochekov, the exclusive goalie club with a goal.
In the same night that this is in the AHL, when he was playing for the Wolves, he scored a goalie goal the same night that Yaroslav Askarov for the Milwaukee Admirals. He got into a goalie fight.
Yaroslav Askarov, we're going to get a goalie fight in Cedar Park tonight. Here they go, Poirier and Askarov. Poirier with a couple of rights, and he takes him down.
And then Kochekov in that same – these are two different games, but Kochekov in the same game that he scored his goalie goal in, because he celebrated and the Manitoba Moose didn't like that, he got ejected from the game. They kind of got into a fight, and he got a game misconduct. And then he followed it up with another game misconduct the next game. He made so much noise that the Carolina Hurricanes brought him up when Antti Raanta got injured and put him in to start against Philadelphia this past week. And they won 1-0, which means that is his fourth shutout for the Carolina Hurricanes, and he's only played 20 some games with them. So that's phenomenal. That's a feat. And we may have some connections to get him on this podcast.
Legend.
I think that's the first time I'm announcing it. And that's all I'll say, because we don't know if it's actually going to happen, but that'd be amazing. That'd be our first NHLer, but we'll keep it under wraps for now. We'll shoot for, of course, like I said, the SHL guys that we got to get on here. And then also the, even Vinny Sauce. Vinny Sauce is technically an SHL guy, Vinny Stellato, but we're in talks to get him on, and he wants to do an in-person interview. So I'm going to have to get the big boy equipment out and line that up. And we've got a couple of tricks up our sleeve coming your way. Bear with us. We're going to try to get an episode out every single week. But we're not going to come to you unless we have an interview with content that is worthwhile, because we know you can get your NHL news elsewhere. So we're going to try to stay consistent once again, being weekly. But as you can see, I'm without my two usual co-hosts. So thank you to Charlie for picking up the slack here, but we won't have our usual, I'm not even going to give a betting corner because I haven't even looked at the lines. And of course, Hannah's not here, so I can't teach you any Russian. I won't even do a pound of the pod. I know we're being very boring, but we brought to you a very great SHL draft. So you can be happy with that. We gave you some NHL news. We posted some Patrick Kane goals. I hope I will throw those in here. with the Rangers, even though those hurt.
Here's Panarin. Down low, Kreider. Back to Panarin. Outside, Trouba. Kane with room. He shoots, he scores! Patrick Kane! It's a power play goal! His first goal as a New York Ranger, and the game is tied 3-3.
Now, Sam, after Montreal scored the shorthanded goal, he skated up to Shesterkin and patted him on the pads with his stick and said, that was my fault. He comes right back, though, and gets it. He'll use Kreider in front. Watch Kreider with the screen. That's enough of a screen where Kane with the perfect shot.
That's a nice shot.
You can tell how emotional he was on that. Not only to score, but he's still mad at himself for making the play that allowed Montreal to score shorthanded. But he responds like a champion does and comes right back with the goal.
A goal and an assist in the game for Patrick Kane.
Those hurt to watch. Yeah, so we'll be back on it. Charlie, did you have anything you wanted to add before?
Go Kraken?
Yeah, go Kraken, man.
That's all I got. It's going to be a fun game.
This is going to be electric. I am so ready
for summer. And then we'll have a bonfire at Mike's or something.
That's true. That is true. We have the usual tradition of everybody just coming together and celebrating. We're all one big squad. We may split ourselves into two teams, and some people may complain that they don't play on somebody's team, but at the end of the day, we're all one big squad, and we're going to party like it after. So,
that's right.
Yeah. Other than that, like I mentioned, be sure to check out the Full Press Hurricanes podcast. I'm on that one. This Friday, I will be at NBC Sports Chicago behind the scenes for a Bulls game. So that'll be fun. It'll be T-Lo getting me in there. I know we've had him on before. Hannah has been on the radio, and she has a bunch of interviews with Russian players on YouTube. I'll let her come on, and I don't want to mess up any of the promoting for that. So I'll let her come on and talk about those. And we just dropped another episode of the Voodoo podcast. So go check that one out, especially because there's St. Patrick's Day haunted houses that are opening up the St. Patrick's Day theme. So I don't know, get out to one of those, get some tips and tricks on how to be a home haunter as well. That was the March episode. And then Tuesdays, which is right before I recorded this, 5 to 6 p.m., Mike on the Mic, sportstownchicago.com. You can listen in. It's my radio show. I'm covering everything. Oh, we lost Charlie. Oh, no. Hopefully he comes back. But yes, Mike on the Mic, everything that you need to know about Chicago sports on there as well. This is weird that it's just me. I do my other podcast sometimes just me. But other than that, that is all I've got for you guys. Sorry we're so shorthanded, but we got this SHL draft down, and we've got some big things coming for you on the way. I can't explain everything, but stay tuned. Keep your ears and eyes peeled if you're watching on YouTube. And see you guys in the next one. For Charlie and for Rat, this has been Talking Pylons. Adios. Peace, guys.